Frank Bridge and Benjamin Britten, the music of Teacher and Pupil. Radio 3 live in concert at the Amsterdam Concertgebouw, a concert of rebirth and reawakening with Bridge's Interspring. And Britten's first large-scale choral and orchestral work, the Spring Symphony. Music of green shoots and a rosy future. Benjamin Britten's Spring Symphony in Radio 3 live in concert, Monday night at 7:15 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. Time now is 11 o'clock, time for the first of this week's editions of Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
April 1962, a children's play by Professor Fred Hoyle opened at the Mermaid Theatre in London. It was called Rockets in Ursa Major. Not as exciting as Treasure Island, said the newspaper cutting I found, but the most significant name for me on the cast list was Electronic Sound and Music by Daphne Oram. And that was a brief extract from her score there. Daphne Oram plays a key role in the programmes this week. Our latest Late Junction collaboration session is on Thursday and brings together music from her archive with London electronics duo Walls, who clearly had a great time exploring the Oram archive at Goldsmiths College in London. That's on Thursday, as I said, but I'll be playing more of her music before then. I've also got more music recorded at the recent Tectonics Festival in Glasgow, tonight featuring Aidan Moffat, and tomorrow a solo set from Hildur Guðnadóttir. Etram Fonatawa bring their Saharan heritage to the UK on tour next month, no doubt sharing some of the music from their new CD, which is out this week. It's called The Sahara Sessions and was recorded deep in the desert, with the songs focusing on all the threats, disputes and conflicts that threaten their nomadic way of life. From the album, this is Ahe Walan.
Ati lagadam iyan da tarhir ushalana dinata yahe walan daras ushalana dinata yahe walan شرايد الزمان ساجد غبكو وشالنا دينتا يهي ولنظرك وشالنا دينتا يهي ولنظرك Thank you. yanda tarhe ushalana dinata yahi walandaras ushalana dinata yahi walandaras isharaid zaman tajid ghabku ushalana dinata yahi walandarak ushalana dinata yahi walandarak. تسم دتي صداوين وشالنا دينتا يهي ولنظراس إشراي دا زمان ساجد غبكو وشالنا دينتا يهي ولنظراك وشالنا دينتا يهي ولنظراك.
piece there by the Estonian composer Erkis Ventur, his setting of the Salve Regina, played by his own new music ensemble, the Nude Ensemble, and a choir who I've played you a lot here on Late Junction, Vox Clamantis, all conducted by Olari Eltz. And before that, Etran Finatawa and Ahe Walan, which comes from their new CD, The Sahara Sessions. And if you get a chance to catch them live, their tour begins on the 7th of June at the Turner Sims Hall in Southampton, and they go on to Dorchester, Celebrating Sanctuary in Birmingham, Momo's in London, North Allerton, Whitby, Oswestry, Menai Bridge, the Howard Assembly Rooms in Leeds, and they're ending the tour on the 16th of June at Celebrating Sanctuary in London. Japanese musician Keigo Oyamada is best known by his stage name of Cornelius. His passion for experimenting is as strong as his passion for a good tune. Well, that's a rather strange hybrid instrument called a clavi-organ. Everything under one roof, or one lid, so to speak, to prevent the performer having to leap from organ to harpsichord. Not a new invention at all. Henry VIII apparently had one, but that was the Italian Claudio Brizzi playing some verses on the clavi-organ by the 18th century composer Domenico Zippoli. The combination of master turntablists and composers Philip Jeck and Yannick Schaeffer just before a piece called Ceramics from an album recorded in Istanbul and Athens, and Cornelius, first of all, adding his touch to the familiar tune of Brazil. Here's another duo. It's a really fine one, actually. Tomorrow is the 100th anniversary of the first performance of Stravinsky's ballet The Rite of Spring, given at the Théâtre des Champs-Élysées in Paris. Everyone's playing The Rite of Spring at the moment, and why not? But it does give me an excuse to play a brilliant recording of another ballet, part of Petrushka, performed by the accordion duo of Bjarke Mogensen and Rasmus Schjerf-Schjöller, collectively known as Mythos.
Thank you.
the final part of Stravinsky's Ballet Petrushka, a new recording by the accordion duo Mythos. That's Bjarke Mogensen and Rasmus Schaeff-Scheller. And I'm playing more Stravinsky throughout the week, using tomorrow's 100th anniversary of the first performance of The Rite of Spring as an excuse. And you can hear The Rite of Spring in live in concert here on Radio 3 on Thursday evening, Esa-Pekka Salonen conducting the Philharmonia. Well, you know, we've always liked Sam Amidon here on Late Junction, so it's great to have a new album by him. That was the title track from Bright Sunny South. Sam's touring the US and Japan soon. His next concert here in the UK will be at the Green Man Festival in August. Thursday's Late Junction collaboration session brings together London electronics duo Walls with the archive of Daphne Oram, founder member of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop and pioneering electronics composer. Here's a piece of hers from 1965, a two-track electronic tape with lighting control, which she wrote to accompany a mobile structure by Andrew Bobrovsky, which was installed for years in the lobby of Mullard House in London, headquarters for the company which made electronics components and were later to form a partnership with Philips.
Thank you.
The Sound of Walls, that's the duo of Sam Willis and Alessio Natalizia. A track there called A Virus Waits, and that followed Daphne Oram's 1965 piece Episode Metallic. And on Thursday's Late Junction, you can hear what happened when Sam and Alessio were let loose, musically speaking, with the Daphne Oram archive at Goldsmiths College. Last week I was telling you about the recent Tectonics Festival I took part in, put on by the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra in Glasgow, as well as the orchestral concerts and chamber concerts, including Alvin Lucier as composer in residence. There was some great late night music happening in the old fruit market as well. The trio of Arab Straps Aidan Moffat, Mogwai Stuart Braithwaite and cellist Hilda Guðnadóttir drew a large crowd on the Saturday night, Aidan's spoken words making quite an impact.
Thank you.
He should have said, wait. He should have said, stop. He should have left after the fifth one. Went straight home and straight to bed. He should have slept in the spare room. He should have had something to eat. He should have mentioned it earlier. He should have told the truth. He should have kept his mouth shut. He should have been careful. He should have taken precautions to make sure nothing like this could ever happen. He should have been honest with himself. He should have put himself in her position. He should just pack his bags right now and do everyone a favor. Buy a one-way ticket to who cares where. He should phone a taxi. He should leave his keys on the table with a letter. He should probably speak to someone about it. But he never will.
Aidan Moffat, Stuart Braithwaite and Hilda Guðnadóttir here, recorded in the Old Fruit Market in Glasgow as part of the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra's Tectonics Festival. Robert Warby has been playing you music recorded at Tectonics and Here and Now. Catch up with last week's programme online and tune in for the next programme on Saturday night at 10 o'clock here on Radio 3. And that programme will include Alvin Lucia's Beatles-inspired Nothing Is Real, performed by Frank Denyer, Alvin Lucia and the all-important Teapot. And tomorrow night on Late Junction, I'll be playing you part of Hildur Guðnadóttir's solo concert, which was also recorded in the Old Fruit Market at Tectonics. The Bath Festival is underway, and there's a beautiful lunchtime concert happening on Thursday with a Jermund Larsen trio. From Jermund's new album, Reise, this is Minuet in A. Minuet in A from the Jermund Larsen Trio, and you can hear them at the Bath Festival this Thursday lunchtime. That's in the Guildhall in Bath. There's a festival of Korean music coming up in London from the 14th to the 20th of June. It's going to take place at the Barbican, at Cadogan Hall and the Scala. And there's a really wide variety of music, including the National Orchestra of Korea, the Gaemungo Factory and the Ahubu Project, as well as Pear Ubu joining them. I'm sure whatever you might manage to go to will be interesting. Searching through my Korean CDs, I found music for the 17-string zither-like Gayageum, played by Bunky Hwang, and the Jangju, the drum, played by Chungsu Kim. Sigya Tup, it's called The Clock Tower. Thank you. A piece called The Clock Tower, performed by Korean musicians Bung Ki Hwang on the 17-string Gaya Geum and Chung Soo Kim on the Jangju drum. London's K Festival celebrating Korean music is from the 14th to the 20th of June. I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with an album recorded in 1989 called Fish Out of Water, which was a return to the studio after an absence for the best part of 20 years for Charles Lloyd. From that, I'm going to play you a piece called Hagia Sophia, which begins with Lloyd on flute, then joined by gentle drumming from Jon Christensen, who takes up the conversation with Paula Danielson on bass and Bubu Stenson on piano, becoming more and more animated until Lloyd reappears on sax, a truly wonderful moment. Just before that, Estelle C. Ball sings Poor Wayfaring Stranger, a version suggested by Guy Shahar. Thanks, Guy, for that. Hope you enjoy it. Till tomorrow. Good night.
I am a poor wayfaring pilgrim while traveling through this world below. There is no sickness, torn or danger in that bright world. I'm going there to meet my father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just to go and over Jordan. I'm just to go.
I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Filling the first 2.5 hours today, a complete Handel oratorio from the 2012 Proms. Judas Maccabeus first made its appearance in turbulent times. The 1745 rebellion had just been quashed, and professionally things had been going badly for Handel. As a Hanoverian loyalist, he decided to rally both the royal family's fortunes and his own with this new work, the first of his oratorios to set words by the Reverend Thomas Morell. The historical Judas led his followers, the Maccabees, in a rebellion against the empire of the Seleucids, identified in the oratorio as the Syrians. The story begins with the Israelites mourning for Mattathias, Judas's father. One of the crowd urges them all to a firmer faith in God. Mattathias's other son, Simon, says that his brother Judas should be their new leader, and Judas accepts this burden, reminding them of his father's rallying cry, liberty or death. John Mark Ainsley sings the title role, Alistair Miles is Simon, and Christine Rice and Rosemary Joshua are the Israelitish man and woman. Lawrence Cummings conducts the choir and orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment.
Thank you.